Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
At 8 o'clock, we still have one more hour of a dense fog advisory in our eastern counties. I'll show you what it will look like as you're headed out the door.
Gunman carried out the worst mass murder in Maine's history. The search for the man responsible continues, and that has residents on edge.
I've never locked my door once at night. I leave them wide open. Now, I'm going to get a Ring cam. Scary.
The bar manager who tried to stop the gunman. And of course, that's Kelsey Coffey. She's live outside the Burke that's getting ready for its final live music performance. And we'll tell you what's going to happen there in that spot.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because the Burke, you know, renowned.
Huge.
But not going away. Changing locations.
And that's the good news.
It is the good news. And good morning to you. Yeah. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. We've got a whole lot more to share with you in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WSB Weather Center with more on a dense fog advisory, Elizabeth.
We do have a dense fog advisory in effect for Sampson County, Wayne County, Wilson County, and Edgecombe counties. And it does look like the visibility has dropped in some places. It does actually stretch a little bit farther to the west into Cumberland County, quarter mile visibility in Fayetteville, quarter in Clinton. Goldsboro is looking better, and so is Rocky Mount. But Roxboro has dropped down to less than a quarter of a mile. Quarter of a mile is really our threshold for fog. Take a look at Fayetteville. It's all looking fine, even though visibility at the sensor is at a quarter of a mile. It just means that our fog is not widespread this morning. It's very patchy in nature, and whatever's out there is going to dissipate quickly over the next couple of hours. 56 is our temperature around the triangle. It's 54 in Fayetteville, 50 in Goldsboro, 56 in South Hill. So it's a comfortable start, comfortably cool this morning. Really warming up into the low 80s this afternoon. That's going to put us about 10 degrees above normal for this time of year, and we're looking at the chance for record highs over the weekend. After that, we're trending a little bit wetter for Halloween. I'll show you what we're looking at coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and I'm watching some building delays on 440 westbound. We've had our second crash of the morning in that stretch between the 40-440 split heading out toward Poole Road. You can see that red there indicating some very heavy delays from I-40 out toward Sunnybrook Road and just beyond. If you can pick up 440 westbound or 87 northbound from Poole Road, you'll be in good shape heading there through the east side of Raleigh. We're starting to see these delays building back onto the ramp from 40 westbound, so we're likely going to see some backups coming in from Garner into South Raleigh. We'll watch those delays for you, let you know how it's developing. If you're heading out to the car right now, you can listen to us at 99.3 FM in Raleigh as our coverage continues there on WRAL News Plus on the radio. Just getting reports of a crash on the north side of Holly Springs heading up toward Apex on East William Street or 55, just north of the 55 bypass. I'm not seeing any big delays showing up on the sensors in that area just yet. Elsewhere around the triangle, some backups, of course, coming in from Wake Forest and Rollsville on Capitol and Lewisburg. Not that bad at this point in the morning commute. And as we head over to Durham, we're looking good on I-40 through the south side of Durham, but we are picking up some delays on 885 southbound with congestion beginning right there at the 147 merge and extending down to TW Alexander Drive. Right now, about a 6-minute backup overall.
Brian, thanks. Schools are closed again today in Lewiston, Maine, and thousands are being urged to stay in their homes as the search of the man wanted for the mass shooting that killed 18 people grows. Agents executed search warrants in the night and searched homes and other properties believed to be connected to Robert Card. Law enforcement officials are warning Card should be considered armed and dangerous.
And Ken, we are learning more about the people who were killed out of this tragic shooting. Among the people who have been identified so far, Brian McFarland and Peyton Brewer Ross. They were just playing cornhole in a tournament at the bar when the shooting happened. The manager of the bar, Joey Walker, was also killed. Walker's father says police told him that Joey died trying to help.
He died as a hero because he picked up a butcher knife from somewhere, as you know, he has all that stuff near the bar anyways. And he tried to go at the gunman to stop him from shooting anybody else. The gunman shot him twice through the stomach.
And coming up in 10 minutes, how the Boston Bruins are helping the families who have been affected by Wednesday's mass shooting.
Well, the U.S. carried out airstrikes in Syria overnight. According to the Pentagon, those strikes targeted facilities linked to Iranian-backed militias. The Pentagon says these militias were used to help carry out attacks on U.S. forces in recent days. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says this is not connected to the Israeli-Hamas war. Officials say there have been 16 attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria since October 17th.
Changes coming to downtown Raleigh are forcing some iconic businesses to move, and that includes Berkeley Cafe. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to explain how the local business is preparing for its final live music shows this weekend before closing. Kelsey.
Jeff, a new tower will be built here on West Martin Street. So that means that the Berkeley Cafe, one of Raleigh's oldest music venues, will have to find a new home. The Berkeley Cafe will host its final live music shows here tonight and tomorrow. After 43 years on West Martin Street, the business will close to make way for that new development, a 40-story skyscraper. The move Raleigh City Council approved in April. The place that's lovingly called the Burke has been a staple for the local music scene since the 80s. Although this location is closing, the Burke isn't going anywhere. They're just going to move a couple of blocks away. They're going to move to the location where the former Fiction Kitchen used to be on South Dawson Street. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Well, in Sampson County, the search for the person or people responsible for killing five people in a home continues 24 hours later. We first brought you the story as breaking news yesterday morning. Authorities say five people were found shot to death in a home on Garland Highway near Clinton. It was one of four crime scenes in that county in a matter of hours, resulting in seven deaths. WRL spoke with county leaders about the impact of violence on that community and this unusual investigation.
Well, the whole community is in shock, and this is not the norm for Sampson County.
Investigators say the five people found shot to death are believed to be connected to illegal drug sales. We're told they include four men and one woman, ranging in ages from 30 to 80. Their identities have not been released. The sheriff says this appears to be a targeted attack.
A missing girl from North Carolina has been found in Missouri with a man who authorities say is a convicted sex offender. He's 30-year-old Christopher Porter from Oklahoma. Investigators say he drove across the country to help the girl run away from her Monroe home. That's outside of Charlotte. Police there say Porter met with the child online through social media messaging apps, and officers found the girl after she and Porter were spotted in a car that was parked Wednesday. Porter's facing charges, including statutory rape and sexual exploitation of a minor.
Well, new legislation in the works on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now, would make it easier for veterans with mental illnesses to bypass background checks when buying weapons. It's an amendment being attached to a package of annual spending bills that hasn't passed the U.S. Senate yet, but could this next week. Three Democrats joined Republicans in supporting that amendment. So did Independent Senators Angus King and Kristen Sinema, who caucus with the Democrats.
A nonprofit group says changes are needed to combat education challenges in the aftermath of the pandemic. Public School Forum of North Carolina published its report yesterday. Key findings reveal high teacher vacancies, declining candidate numbers, low morale, and barriers to entry. The report finds innovative strategies exist, but they do need to be more broadly applied. The group says systemic changes are needed statewide in teacher support, recruitment, and compensation.
Just about 8:08 now on your Friday morning. This morning, we're continuing our coverage of that mass shooting in Maine. Next, how the Boston Bruins are honoring the victims.
And if you've ever lost your luggage at the airport, here's a story for you. We'll tell you about the new Southwest app that hopes to ease a bit of that stress.
And it's going to be a beautiful evening for Football Friday. We'll climb into the 80s, low 80s for highs this afternoon, and then into the 70s during the game. We have a warm weekend in our forecast. If you're headed out to some college games, I'll show you what you may want to wear.
Coming up on 12 minutes after 8 o'clock on your Friday morning. Good morning to you in Durham. And this is a beautiful shot right now. You see the sun's coming up. And You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. I don't see any fog there, but there are some places in our viewing area to our south and east where you can find that. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
We do have a dense fog advisory in effect for Sampson County, Wayne County, Wilson, and Edgecombe counties, and then east closer to the coast. The sun's been up, of course, for a little while now, and that sun's going to really do a number on any of that low cloud cover and fog that's lingering. It's going to dissipate pretty quickly. We'll take a live look at Goldsboro, and earlier there were definitely some hints of low cloud cover, and that has all cleared. It looks nice in Fayetteville. Fayetteville dropped down to a quarter of a mile visibility at the sensor at one point, but we never saw any of it downtown by our newsroom. Apex clear, Chapel Hill clear, looking beautiful from Top of the Hill Restaurant. A big Halloween weekend. Lots of events going on, and the temperatures are going to be warm, way above normal. Our normal high is around 70, 85 Saturday, 84 Sunday, 86 Monday. And then a front comes through, and temperatures will be below normal, then well below normal for Halloween in the 50s. This is the front that is headed our way. This is the high pressure system that's brought us dry conditions since last weekend and will keep us dry this weekend too. Haunted house planner for this evening, and we can just kind of copy and paste it for Saturday as well. It'll be exactly the same. At 6 p.m., if you're headed there, you know, it's not dark yet at 6 o'clock, but 77 by 8 o'clock, dropping to 70 and then into the 60s. Full moon Saturday night. That moon will be big and beautiful tonight and for tomorrow night. And then that front comes in by Halloween itself. We stay nice and dry until then. This is Tuesday at 6 p.m., so we start to see a little bit of rain around trick-or-treat time and then increasing as we get closer to midnight. Now, we've been tracking this the last couple of days. We've been trending drier. Today, we're back to trending a little bit wetter. Today is Friday. We still have several days to watch this, so that's not a guarantee that it's going to rain during trick-or-treat time, but we're going to see this front come through. The question is, how fast will it move, and will the timing work out so that we'll be dry, or is it going to be wet for trick-or-treating? Still a little bit too early to tell. We're pretty confident about the fact that it is going to be cool. Expect temperatures to be in the mid-50s. Check out this gorgeous Weather Watcher photo. Pretty sunset and the pretty colors there at Linville Gorge. Thank you to Leslie Restivo for sending us that. And it's going to be those mid to lower elevations that are prettiest this weekend. Up around Grandfather Mountain and Mount Mitchell, the color's mostly gone at this point, but Linville Gorge, up at Stone Mountain State Park, South Mountain State Park, around the Asheville area, Hendersonville, all going to be really pretty this weekend. And temperature is great, too. And Boone, 76, 80 in Asheville, 72 in Highlands. That's Saturday. And then Sunday, same story, looking at temperatures ranging from mid-70s to around 80 degrees in the mountains. Tropical outlook, just a quick peek. There's a system down in the Caribbean, small chance of developing. And the weather, the Hurricane Center is kind of keeping an eye on the remnants of Tammy as well. Of course, for us, big story this weekend is the potential for record highs. I'll show you which days are likely to be records. And then look at this, 33 for Thursday. Could be our first big freeze of the season, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is now 8:15, and we're still watching those delays in Southeast Raleigh. Want to zoom in there, give you an update of what's going on 440 westbound, right around the Sunnybrook Road Bridge, heading out toward Pool Road. It looks like they are getting this one cleared pretty quickly. We're still seeing some lingering delays, especially right around the I-40 interchange there, heading on to 440 westbound. But right around the crash site itself, we're seeing traffic moving a little more freely. If you want to avoid this altogether, head on out to Pool Road and pick up 440 westbound from there. Still watching the sensors on the north side of Holly Springs, heading into Apex with a crash reported on 55 or William Street near the 55 bypass. Again, it's a minor crash according to our partners at Waze, not seeing any big delays through that area. Still looking fine for the most part on your major approaches into Raleigh. I-87 looks fine this morning through Knightdale. Watching the sensors coming in from Wake Forest and Rollsville, we were picking up some heavy delays earlier. Now we're down to just about a 3-minute backup on southbound Capitol and southbound 401. Also still tracking a little bit of a backup on southbound 885 in Durham from 147 down toward TW Alexander in Cornwallis. About a 6-minute delay showing up right now with that live data.
The Boston Bruins paid tribute to the people who were killed in the mass shooting in Maine before their game against the Anaheim Ducks. They hung up a commemorative jersey with the words Lewiston Strong and the number 207 on the back. That's the city's area code. Players for the Boston Bruins and the Ducks signed their sticks and then auctioned them off to support those families. The Bruins have set up a special benefit fund to help the families and say they'll donate at least $100,000.
Well, an investigation found a Johnston County school board member spread unsubstantiated rumors about a teacher saying that she was called Miss Drunkie. WREL obtained the findings of that investigation. School board member Michelle Antoine is at the center of the case. Johnson County teacher Angela Barber initiated a grievance against Antoine, saying she told people Barber was called Ms. Drunkie by students. Investigators with an outside law firm found Antoine violated the state code of ethics and district policies. Antoine's attorney tells WREL they have no comment.
North Carolina is celebrating another big break into the electric vehicle industry. Governor Roy Cooper was in Brunswick County yesterday to announce India-based Epsilon Advanced Materials will build its first battery plant in the U.S. there. Only on WREL, Matt Tallhelm talked to the company's executives about why they chose to bring the $650 million plant to North Carolina.
We're very excited to be in North Carolina. I think North Carolina had everything to offer that we were looking for when we looked at bringing this project to the US. I think compared to a few years ago, I think today the industry is very committed to electrification and going down this path of electric vehicles.
Factory will build graphite anodes, which are parts that make up a quarter of the battery cells that power electric vehicles. The company expects to break ground next year and open the plant by 2026.
Well, oil and gas company BP is buying $100 million worth of electric vehicle chargers from Tesla. The superchargers will not look like other Tesla chargers, though. They will be branded with a BP Pulse logo. Installation for the chargers will begin next year at various BP-owned locations. Currently, BP Plus has 27,000 charging points and has announced plans for expansion. This is the first time Tesla has ever sold chargers to another company. Well, Congressman George Santos facing a challenge on Capitol Hill. Several of his fellow New York Republicans are trying to oust him from office. Four Republicans are co-sponsoring a resolution to expel him from Congress. It comes in response to a series of scandals, including allegations he misled voters about his background. The resolution would require a two-thirds majority to be successful. Santos says he will not resign.
Southwest Airlines customers can now track their baggage electronically through the carrier. The airline says people can see the status of their checked bags on Southwest.com and the mobile app. It confirms when tags are printed, when the bags are loaded and unloaded from the aircraft. Experts have recommended travelers use electronic tracking devices in their bags to make it easier to find them if they're lost. Raleigh's oldest theater has a brand new look. Here's what it looked like when it reopened under new ownership this summer. And now here, check it out. This is the Rialto. Okay, with a fresh blue coat of paint there. Hayes Permar and some neighbors are now running the iconic theater on Glenwood Avenue that dates back to 1936. The Rialto is showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show tonight and then the Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Halloween night.
Big fan of that retro look. Barbie is scoring goals with its new dolls. Parent company Mattel selling three dolls inspired by characters from the hit show Ted Lasso. One, of course, is Ted Lasso, played by Jason Sudeikis. He's wearing his signature blue tracksuit and aviators. There's one of everyone's favorite public relations consultant, Keely Jones, played by Juno Temple. Then there's Rebecca Walton, played by Hannah Waddingham. The Emmy-winning Apple TV Plus show Ted Lasso concluded its third and final season in May.
2023's winner of Chunky Seal Week has been announced. Meet Rocky. The mother of 14 has been crowned the Chunky Seal of the Year. Rocky is reported to be from Kauai before making her new home, Oahu, several years ago. Chunky Seal Week is hosted by the Hawaii Marine Animal Response.
So you got to have a lot of bulk to win this competition, I would imagine.
And they embrace it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not poking fun. They're just big boned.
And she gets to lounge around and enjoy her winning ways.
Pretty good gig.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Kelly Clarkson show, well, you know, that's moved to New York. Well, she's about to host this year's tree lighting ceremony in New York's Rockefeller Center. She'll also perform during the special 20 years after she did it for the first time. You'll be able to watch it live November 29th on WREL. When you think of a high school cheerleader, you probably imagine a young teenager, right? But a soldier in Texas has won the hearts of the internet for mimicking his daughter's cheer routine from the bleachers. Take a look.
Third down. Walk that down.
Yeah, That is Andre Simmons, now viral for cheering along with his daughter. He says she taught him everything he knows and now has even earned the nickname number one cheer dad among fans. Simmons says he does it to spend time with his daughter and make up for the being away from his wife and five children because of his military duty.
Making new memories now. World Series gets started tonight right here on Fox 50. Arizona Diamondbacks, Texas Rangers head out for baseball's biggest prize. First pitch for game one, 8 o'clock tonight. And former President George W. Bush will throw out the ceremonial first pitch in the World Series opener tonight. This will be Bush's fourth World Series ceremonial first pitch, but his first before an opening game.
From baseball to football, the Carolina Panthers have another chance to get their first win of the season this Sunday. They are hosting the Houston Texans at Bank of America Stadium. You can watch that game right here on Fox 50, kickoff at 1 o'clock. More NFL action this time, though, on WREL Sunday night. The Chicago Bears and the Los Angeles Chargers will square off on Sunday Night Football. It all gets started with Football Night in America at 7, followed by kickoff. That game is set for 8:20.
Well, time is about to change. Doctors say it could affect your health. Coming up in our next half hour, why you may want to keep the Excedrin on hand.
And one of Raleigh's legendary venues will host its final concerts this weekend. We'll tell you where the Burke Cafe is moving. That's all coming up in our next half hour.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. Hope you're having a good Friday morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WSVR Weather Center with how our day is shaping up.
It's going to be a gorgeous day. We're seeing a lot of sunshine across the area right now, but we do still have a dense fog advisory in effect for the next 30 minutes for Sampson County, Wayne County, Wilson County, and Edgecombe counties. There's definitely been some fog in that area. It's been mainly just patchy, not widespread, but if you're headed in that area or driving around in that area, just keep that in mind. Apex looking beautiful. A few high, thin clouds here on Salem Street. Otherwise, looking great outside. Beautiful sunshine all the way through the weekend into Monday before things begin to change. Fayetteville's at 56, 51 in Tarboro. Our icon showing some fog there in Irwin at 52 degrees. Exercise planner, it's a great day for it. Our humidity is not too high. We do climb into the low 80s this afternoon. If you wanted to be a little cooler at 6 p.m., 77. Pickleball, Brian?
Perhaps. It's now 8:27. Some good news right now. We have a few minor crashes in Raleigh, but we're not seeing any big delays. Do you want to give you a heads up about where you could see some police activity, though? Out at Millbrook Road at Six Forks Road, there's a report of a crash out at the 40 Wade Avenue ramp. Looks like this may be affecting traffic on the ramp from 40 eastbound onto inbound Wade Avenue. Also, a report of a minor crash on the south side of Raleigh at Wilmington Street at Rush Street. Major approaches into Raleigh are looking pretty good right now, and in Durham, we're not picking up any unusual delays. No trouble as you head eastbound on I-40.
The always popular Berkeley Cafe will host its final live music show at this location this coming weekend. After 40 years, the building will close to make way for a new development. It will be replaced by a 40-story skyscraper. Next on Fox 50, what we've learned about a couple from Chapel Hill who are being held hostage by Hamas, and the Today Show continues.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And a dense fog advisory is still in effect for the next 30 minutes in some of our eastern counties, but that sunshine is really starting to dissipate any fog out there. Next up, a very warm weekend with some record highs possible. I'll show you.
The search is intensifying for the man accused in the Maine mass shooting. And we are learning more about the people killed from their families.
They say all good things must come to an end. Why this popular downtown Raleigh spot will soon close its doors and what's next for the business.
8:30 is the time right now, and we're glad that business is not going far.
Right.
Things look a little different there. We are so glad you're joining us on our Friday as we get things started. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Yeah, if you like it hot, this weekend's for you.
Right.
It's warming up nicely.
Abnormal.
Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WOSB Weather Center. It's tracking how this day today is shaping up.
Yeah, we're going to take another look at this dense fog advisory. It is Sampson County, Wayne County, Wilson, and Edgecombe counties. At this point, there are only 30 minutes left on the advisory, and I'm not finding a lot of issues out there. This is a look at visibility. We've jumped up to 7 miles in Clinton, 3 in Fayetteville, 10 in Goldsboro. So they might drop it. It doesn't look like it's going to cause any problems from here on out. So that 9 o'clock really covered the base as well. In Fayetteville, we're looking at beautiful blue skies, and we're seeing that all across the viewing area. Temperatures across the region are mainly in the mid-50s right now, which feels comfortable, certainly for this time of year. 51 in Goldsboro, 55 in Southern Pines, 52 Rocky Mount, 56 degrees in Durham. Hour by hour, we do climb into the low 80s today and then into the mid-80s over the weekend. We could break at least 2 record highs before we see a big blast of cold air come in. We'll time that out and our chances for some showers on Halloween coming up.
This morning, thousands of people in Maine are sheltering in place for a second day as the search continues for the man wanted in that mass shooting that killed 18 people. Schools remain closed. People are urged to stay inside their homes as law enforcement personnel are looking for Robert Card. Agents carried out search warrants into the night and are searching properties believed to be connected to Card. Law enforcement officials are warning Card should be considered armed and dangerous.
And today, Jeff, we are learning more about the victims of that tragic shooting. And among the victims who have now been identified are Brian McFarland and Peyton Brewer Ross. They were playing cornhole at the tournament at the bar when the shooting happened. The manager of that bar, Joey Walker, was also killed. Police say he died a hero, picking up a knife and trying to stop the gunman before he was shot. And Trisha Aslan's family says she was trying to call for help at the bowling alley when she was killed. Her sister, Bobby Nichols, made it out alive.
Somebody that was inside said that she called 911. And don't worry, don't worry. But I think it was like 8:39-ish, maybe. I was told that she had was deceased, that he shot and killed her.
Nichols said her sister worked part-time at that bowling alley and was there on her night off.
The U.S. carried out airstrikes in Syria overnight. According to the Pentagon, those strikes targeted facilities linked to Iranian-backed militias. The Pentagon says they were used to help carry out attacks on U.S. forces in recent days. And Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it's not connected with the Israel-Hamas war. Officials say there have been 16 attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria since October 17th.
Well, back at home, new developments coming to downtown Raleigh, pushing out decades-old staples, and that includes the popular Berkeley Cafe. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains how the local business is preparing for its final live music show this weekend before closing that location.
A new tower will be built here on West Martin Street. That means the Berkeley Cafe, the place known as Raleigh's oldest music venue, is being forced out. The Berkeley Cafe will host its final live music shows here tonight and tomorrow. After 43 years on West Martin Street, the business will close to make way for that new development. A 40-story skyscraper, the move Raleigh City Council approved in April. The place that's lovingly called the Burke has been a staple for the local music scene since the 80s. Although this location is closing, the Burke won't be going anywhere. They'll just be moving a couple of blocks away. They're going to move into the former Fiction Kitchen on South Dawson Street early next year. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Sources tell WRAL this couple from Chapel Hill is among the hostages being held by Hamas as it wages war with Israel. This news comes as Senator Ted Budd says he has met with families of some of the hostages, and the war that feels a world away to many is extremely close to some here in the Triangle. WRAL spoke recently with Jihad Shawa, a local Palestinian American. He has family in Gaza, and this week his worst fears came true. He found out several of his family members died in a bombing. He expressed his frustration about what is happening in Gaza.
How about the people that they don't like Hamas? What are these people going to do? Are they going to die?
Senator Budd says all humanitarian aid to Gaza should be halted until every hostage is home safe.
Well, in Sampson County, the search continues more than 24 hours later for the person responsible for shooting and killing five people. We first brought you this story as breaking news yesterday morning. Authorities say it happened at a home on Garland Highway near Clinton. It's one of four crime scenes in the county in a matter of hours, resulting in seven deaths. Investigators say the five victims found shot to death are believed to be connected to illegal drug sales. The Sampson County Sheriff says this appears to be a targeted attack. Well, this morning, at least 27 people are dead and others are missing after following the hitting of Hurricane Otis. The popular storm tore through Acapulco, Mexico, leaving the popular tourist area in shreds. Officials there calling it a nightmare scenario. More than 500,000 homes and businesses lost power. About 10,000 members of the military have been deployed to help with rescue and recovery efforts.
New voting maps drawn by Republicans in North Carolina are now law. They give Republican candidates a large advantage in upcoming elections for Congress and the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now. Democrats are already saying they plan to challenge the maps in court.
They will claim that they did it for partisan reasons, but you can't discriminate on the basis of race for partisan reasons. And that's the thing that they fail to analyze.
Now that the new maps have become law, politicians in both parties are announcing if they will run for office next year. A lawsuit could put the new maps on hold, throwing those plans into disarray. You can read more about who's in and who is out at WRL.com. Just click NC Capital.
The Carolina Hurricanes are back on the winning side of the ice. They came back from a 2-0 deficit last night to go to overtime against the Seattle Kraken in the extra period. Marty Natchez netted the game winner to send the PNC Arena crowd home very happy. The win snapped a 3-game losing streak for the Canes. They're back on the ice tonight at PNC Arena against the San Jose Sharks.
And Ken, in other NHL news, the NHL suspended Ottawa Senators center Shane Pinto for 41 games. That's half the season, and the ban is for sports betting. The league found no evidence that Pinto bet on NHL games, but it did not release exactly what Pinto did or how he was caught. Pinto is 22 years old, the first hockey player of the modern era to be banned for sports gambling. Pinto is accepting his punishment. He released a statement saying he takes full responsibility for his actions and looks forward to joining his teammates back on the ice after his 41-game suspension.
Thanks, Renee. We're about to turn our clocks back, right? The time's going to change. Doctors say it could affect your health. Coming up in our next half hour, why you may want to keep some medicine on hand.
And a recall has been issued with certain pressure cookers after 17 people were hurt. We'll tell you which models should be returned.
And we have a live look for you right now over North Hills. It's going to be a warm weekend. Blue skies are out there. Beautiful Friday on the way. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how long the heat will stick around.
Welcome back at 8:42 as we look live at Carolina Beach. Just makes you want to just head to the coast, right? Especially with the warm temperatures we're expecting this weekend. I'm sure a lot of our coastal communities will get a lot of visitors this weekend. Let's bring in meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner at the WSB Weather Center. A really comfortable morning, Elizabeth.
You know, you can't go wrong this weekend. You know, it feels great out there right now. We're going to see 80s and sunshine here. The mountains will still have some pretty color, especially the mid and lower elevations. And the beach, I mean, my goodness. And then winter will be coming to pay us a visit next week, so enjoy it while we have it. 56 is our temperature in the Triangle area. Of course, beautiful blue skies there in Fayetteville. We climb into the low 80s for highs this afternoon, and it will be even hotter over the weekend. 82 in Raleigh for this afternoon, 81 in Durham, 82 in Fayetteville. That's already a good 10 degrees above normal. We'll add to that, of course, Saturday and Sunday for highs near records. Hurricanes play this evening. So, of course, it'll be lovely for tailgating. It's a Friday. Hopefully you can get outside and enjoy whatever you're doing. By the time folks are headed out of the arena, temperatures will be in the upper 60s. It'll feel good. And, you know, in the arena, probably need to bundle up with that ice. But speaking of ice, watch what happens. We have all this warmth that comes rushing in over the weekend, and then watch the cold air come spilling in rapidly. Really dark blue and purple colors. That means temperatures will be well below normal or well above normal ahead of it, though. 85 on Saturday, not quite the record, but just a degree from it. Likely to break the record Sunday with 84 versus 83, and then Monday, 86 ties the record. So really warm out there. We'll likely end up by the end of the month with at least 13 days at 80 degrees or warmer in October, and that more than doubles the average of 6, not quite the record of 17, but we could end up tied for third place in terms of those numbers. College football Saturday looking good. Clemson plays NC State at 2 o'clock, 83 degrees, and Fayetteville State plays Shaw, 81 degrees at 1 o'clock. So beautiful weather. Of course, great football Friday conditions too. Temperatures a little warm, maybe as the teams are warming up, it will be dropping through the 70s at the starts of the games, and then ending up at around 70, 69 as the games end. Here comes this cold front. High pressure has held this back all week long, and it will hold it back through the weekend, but eventually that front comes through. We'd been trending drier the last couple of days with that front. Now today we're starting to trend a little wetter. This is not the final say. We'll have a lot more data that comes in between now and Tuesday, but we're going to add back in just a 30% chance of showers for trick-or-treat time with temperatures in the mid-50s. That cold air comes in right behind that front, too. Look at all of this cold air from Canada diving southward. By the time we get to Tuesday at 1 o'clock, it's 39 in Chicago, 57 in Raleigh, and that cold air continues to drop in on us. Look at this. On Thursday morning, we'll have our best chance so far this season of a frost and freeze. Temperature likely to drop down to 33 on Thursday morning. That could be our first hard freeze in some places and an end to the growing season.
Oh, boy. We're going to feel that. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks. Well, the body of a missing fisherman has been found near Rocky Mount Reservoir. Search teams made the discovery yesterday afternoon. Crews began looking for Larry Drake yesterday after his boat was found unoccupied near a small island. A dive team recovered Drake's body around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. He was 70 years old. Police do not suspect foul play.
Fayetteville police charged a man with 2 counts of sexual battery after reports he assaulted women while at his job. 27-year-old Walzi Amir Al was taken into custody at A&A Auto. It's on Cliffdale Road. Investigators say on 2 separate occasions, he took women to look at tires in the back of the store and assaulted them. The first woman reported the assault October 14th, the second on October 18th.
Today, a Democratic congressman from Minneapolis plans to launch his campaign to challenge President Biden in 2024. Dean Phillips is expected to make the announcement today in New Hampshire, where he'll file to run in the primary. Phillips says Biden would be a weak 2024 candidate because of his age and low approval ratings. The bid is a long shot, though. Democrats are trying to unify around President Biden and fend off spoiler independent candidates.
All new this morning, a trial date has been set for an Alabama woman who confessed to faking her own kidnapping. Carly Russell was previously found guilty earlier this month for making a false report. She pled guilty, or not guilty, I should say, to 2 misdemeanor charges against her. Arrest warrants were issued for Russell back in July after she turned herself in to police. Following a nationwide search, she was released from jail on bond. Carly Russell's trial will begin March 18th.
Well, it's almost time for a time change, and that could be a headache, literally. Most of us falls back an hour when daylight saving time ends November 5th. An expert from the University of Southern California says that's hard on the body. He says it's a good idea to have migraine drugs or painkillers on hand for headaches. Other issues include seasonal affective disorder and sleep cycle disruptions. Now, to help, he suggests exercise, spending time outside in the morning, and light therapy.
CDC Director and former North Carolina Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen is reminding people to get their flu and COVID shots. You can get both shots at the same time as well. The flu mutates every year, so the shot is needed every season. Dr. Cohen says even if you had previously had COVID or COVID boosters, you do need to get the newly updated shot.
The virus has changed, right? And you want to have the best protection matched to how the virus has changed right now. And second, that protection we got from the vaccine is decreasing over time. So you want to boost yourself back up to the most protection you possibly can.
There's also another serious respiratory virus out there we should know about, RSV, people 60 and older. And pregnant women can talk with their doctors to get an RSV shot. This year, there is also RSV antibody protection for infants. If you want to know more about that, you can check with your pediatrician.
Well, we have a recall to tell you about this morning. Pressure cookers sold at Best Buy are being recalled because of potential burn hazards. The recall involves 930,000 Insignia pressure cookers. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says incorrect volume markings on the inner pot could lead to overfilling and cause liquid to spew from the product, potentially burning someone close by. The recalled products were sold at Best Buy and online from October 2017 to June 2023. There's been 17 reports of burn injuries. Now, if you own one of these spots, you're encouraged to stop using it immediately and contact Best Buy.
If you're spending hundreds or even thousands on a new phone, you want one that can handle some serious wear and tear. Five on Your Side is helping you by looking at which phones perform the best in durability testing. Consumer Reports tests all phones for water resistance. Folding phones are opened and closed 30,000 times to see how they hold up. The iPhone 14 and 15 and the Samsung Galaxy S22 and 23 got top marks. And despite rumors about fragility, Consumer Reports says the iPhone 15 passed all of its drop tests.
We fact-checked those complaints, and in our updated bend test and our standard drop test, we found no structural issues with the 15 Pro Max.
Yeah, Consumer Reports suggests you get a case to further protect your phone. Look for one with raised edges, padded corners, and better cushioned face down for face down falls.
It may not officially be winter, but people in parts of North Dakota dealing with their first major snowfall of the year. Nearly a foot of snow burying parts of North Dakota. Plows were out Thursday treating the roads as some roads were covered with scattered snow and ice. Some areas are expected to see anywhere from 9 to 16 inches of snow through this morning.
It is the last weekend in October, so that means fall festivals, lots of Halloween fun.
Yeah, here's a look at some of WREL Out and About's best bets. Downtown Fayetteville will be filled with zombies tonight. The city is hosting its annual zombie walk from 6 to 10. Put on your best undead look and head downtown for the fun. A costume contest will happen at Market Square at around 7:30 this evening. There will also be pro wrestling and music. Al Gilbert Bayes will be hosting that event.
Clayton's annual Harvest Festival is continuing through Sunday. You can park at Clayton High School's upper lot, and a shuttle will conveniently bring you right to that festival. There are carnival rides, a car show, Latin American festival, barbecue competitions, so food, music, all kinds of vendors.
Well, the Alzheimer's Association's Walk to End Alzheimer's happening tomorrow morning at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. The opening ceremony will be at 10, and the walk gets underway at 10:30. WREL is a proud community partner, and our Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bayes will serve as MC. For more about these events and others happening this weekend, go to WREL.com and search Out and About. Well, Domino's understands people might be feeling the pinch now that student loan repayments have been resumed. Well, to help out, the company is giving away $1 million worth of emergency pizza. Each day, the chain is offering 4,200 codes for free medium two-topping pizza that will continue until it reaches $1 million. Codes must be redeemed by December 10th. Customers can apply at dominoes.com/student loans.
Fall colors are peaking in some parts of the North Carolina mountains. The green starts to fade there as the orange takes hold. We have seen that. This is a video of the Blue Ridge Parkway in Canton. People who drive through that area every year see colorful landscapes in person.
Very vivid, very bright.
I think it's absolutely spectacular.
You think like how God creates such beautiful things.
I don't have words for it. If I did, I'd be a genius. I would describe it. I think this is a great year. This is a great year.
Yeah, that peak has passed. There's just a short time left to view some of those colors hanging around there, so maybe it is time to plan a trip to the mountains.
Yeah, Elizabeth just meant to make the low elevations. Well, week 8 of the NFL season is here, and the Buffalo Bills are in the win column again. Quarterback Josh Allen threw 2 touchdowns and ran for another to lead them over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A last-second Hail Mary pass from Tampa Bay's Baker Mayfield came up just short. The Bills winning that game 24-18.
All right, we've been saying this a bunch. The Carolina Panthers do have another chance to get the first win this season. They are hosting the Houston Texans Sunday at Bank of America Stadium. You can watch the game 1 o'clock on Fox 50.
More football action this time on WREL Sunday night. The Chicago Bears and the Los Angeles Chargers will square off on Sunday Night Football. It all gets started with Football Night in America at 7, followed by the game kickoff at 8:20.
Tonight, it's the high school football version. Its regular season comes to an end tonight. You can see all the big plays on WREL. Starts with High School OT Live tonight at 7 on the High School OT app and wherever you stream WREL. Then catch all the highlights on Football Friday, 11:35 on WREL.
And before we head to break, we want to give you another look at your winning North Carolina Education winning lottery numbers.